Welcome to IndyCan Radio, your front row seat and backstage pass to mostly Canada's great emerging music. We've got a little bit of stuff from my last trip from the UK to add to that mix. We've got a little bit about Big on Bloor, which was a big feature this summer, and something I always look forward to is Hillside Music Festival. So here's a band from there. This is Birthday Boys.
To a cheap motel, spread her all over the place. Left a note from Aunt Paul, the band pulled the cop. I'm making room for Grace. When my friend broke through a rusted rib cage, she had a pained look on her face. A breath in her throat that came out as a scream. I'm making room for Grace. Gone to bed with warm blood under your fingernails. All the freedom you find in your happy little home, I can get in this county jail. My throat is an open grave. Misery marks my way. In a solitary cell, God revealed his will. Broke my heart and changed my name. Can you hear the chains clinking? The sound when stones break.
Hi, this is Howard Druckmann.
And I'm Beverly Kreller, and we're from Hacha.
And you are listening to IndyCan Radio.
Minds went down, didn't give you nothing. The minds went down, didn't give you nothing. lights went down. Didn't give me nothing left to see without a dime. Hey! Mama's in the ground, little baby's crying, mama's in the ground, little baby's crying, mama's in the ground, praying for your savior to come around. Oh, mines went down, didn't give you nothing, the mines went down, didn't give you nothing, the mines went down, didn't give you nothing, left us here without a dime. All I have in a gunny sack, all I have in a gunny sack, all I have in a gunny sack, going down the mountain, ain't coming back. Oh, mines went down, didn't give you nothing, the mines went down. The mines went down, didn't give you nothing, left us here without a dime. I said those mines went down, didn't give you nothing, the mines went down, didn't give you nothing, the mines went down, didn't give you nothing, left us here without a dime.
Hi, this is Colin from Storm Lungs, and you're listening to IndyCan Radio.
Yeah.
We're here at Big on Bluer. And what a magical moment we just had here, eh?
Absolutely, absolutely.
You finished a great day of music.
Thank you.
The rain came down, and no one would leave.
Right? Yeah, yeah, no, and we actually, the crowd seemed to get a little bit larger as the rain got worse, which was very encouraging. I mean, standing on the stage, looking out, and actually seeing people stop and listen and get into it was like, I just got a rush out of it. It was amazing.
Yeah, it probably will inspire you to write more music.
Absolutely. It's the first time we played outdoors, and, you know, with the storm along, so it's pouring rain. It's kind of appropriate, right?
Yeah, exactly, right.
I guess it couldn't be avoided, really.
Good news for music fans. You've got a new record coming out.
We do. It's called. It's going to be called Fell Like Bricks, and it's coming out independently right now. It's going to be on cdbaby.com as an MP3 version in about 2 weeks or so. Hopefully we'll have physical stock available from that same website later in the summer. So about 2 weeks, you can download it. So Fell Like Bricks, The Storm Alongs. We recorded it at the gas station on Toronto Island with Dale Morningstar, who's a legendary Canadian indie rocker, of course, and we're really proud of it. It's about 13 songs. It's over an hour long, and it's a monster. We're really, really proud of it.
So. Oh, well, good work. Yeah. So it sounds like a real album.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. It's the real deal, and we just, you know, we want people to hear it. We're just excited to get it out there. That's why we're doing the digital-only thing right now. We just want to get it out there so people can listen to it and, you know, sell them some CDs later. But the meantime.
I mean, you played some of it here tonight.
Yep.
And this is epic sounding music. I really like it.
Absolutely.
Really, really enjoy it.
Well, thank you so much, Joe. And
let's pick something for people to hear.
Okay. The track that we sort of always feel like is the moneymaker, is the one that will grab people, is our song Weakness. I think it's going to be about midway, track five or six on the album.
Yeah,
so.
A few people singing along to that song.
Yeah, so that's the one that sort of gets the fists in the air and gets people dancing and singing along. So that one. Also, Water Song is probably going to be like the second single, if you want to look at it that way. So that'll be something we're really happy about, too. That one's more of a psychedelic jam.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah. Well, sort of Winter Sleep inspired.
Absolutely.
Or going back further, maybe
Dream
and The Dead. And
well, we're really into, like, it's all about, for us, it's really all about classic rock. Rock meets sort of the alternative music that we grew up on when we were teenagers, you know.
Yeah.
So it's our dad's record collections and ours kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
So that's where you get the Sabbath and then the Smashing Pumpkins kind of thing and the Pixies and
yeah,
the,
exactly.
You know?
Beautiful. But we're gonna start with Weakness, is it?
Weakness.
Okay, here we go. Weakness. Great show tonight.
one line, fix mine. She's blind, how fine can we? He's bored, impatient. I'll fake it. Take a bit, one snap to a cliff over the edge. On the ledge, watch fall, waterfall. He's high, can't cry. One line, I'm naked and jaded. Let's face it, so are you. I'm naked and jaded. Let's face it, so are you. A face, a place to rest. When the day is done, your time.
Oh, this is going to be a good show. I just know it. What did we just hear? That is Plastic Star. That's fronted by Alisa Barkley, which, if you know the Toronto indie scene, you know the band Fidget. And Alisa is one of the, not necessarily the newest add-on to Fidget, but she plays guitar for that band and does a great job and now has her own project. And she was part of Big on Bloor, which was a street festival that went from, here's some Toronto geography from me, from Christie Pits to Lansdowne. And as far as I know, that's the largest street festival in all of Canada. So what they did is they had three stages, all devoted to local artists. Like local, you had to be within walking distance of the stage to actually play there, that kind of local. And it was cursed by rain, or seemingly cursed by rain. It was raining when I got there, and I did, you know, North by Northeast was on. I was completely exhausted. And I thought, oh my God, it's just going to be raining. It's going to be nobody there. La, la, la. So we got there and we, you know, put a roof on the stage and got all the mics tested just in case the rain let up, and it didn't look like it would, but it did. And so we mopped up the stage. We dried things off. We got some music on. People came out of the woodwork. We had Hacha, who we heard earlier. We certainly had the Stormalongs, which we heard earlier, very suitably. One of the songs we heard was called The Water Song. And when they started, the rain came down again. And you would think that people would have just given up. It was later in the day. But the more it rained, the more people danced. The more people came out of the woodwork, the more people celebrated great Canadian independent music. And I was surely glad to be part of that. You might want to check IndieCan.com for our photo gallery on the day. I will challenge myself that by the time I have this show posted, that we will also have one of my IndieCan crappy cam renditions of Big on Bloor. So go to youtube.com /user/IndieCanJoe, and we'll have Big on Bloor there. And we certainly have, from my last trip to the UK, the Tunbridge Castle concert, and a band will be playing later, Belgrave Scandal. There was a lot of great bands there. Maybe we'll get some other stuff on too. Cute Looney played. The Buck Brothers introduced some of their brand new music to artists. We featured them before, and I got a lot of positive feedback from them, and they're worth checking out for sure. IndieCan's YouTube, which you can also get from the front page of IndieCan.com. So you can, I guess, just start there. That makes sense. Okay, so Plastic Star we heard from, and I already told you we heard Stormalongs, Hacha, and started off with Birthday Boys, who are playing Hillside Festival, one of the highlights of my summer. This is a festival, I've said it before, that sells out before they make their full announcement of the artist there, because it's in Guelph or near Guelph. It's at conservation area. And it just got a great lineup of music, and people trust it, and they camp there, and it's very earthy. And they were eco-friendly and green before it was the trendy thing to do. And Hillside Festival, check that out. Birthday Boys are going to be there. Another splinter from the Fidget Project, which is still going strong, is Teresa Hart. Teresa Hart is the lead guitar player for Fidget. And she is one of Toronto's best guitar players, not for a female. She is one of Toronto's best guitar players, period. And with this project, Pavement Princess, she comes out from hiding behind her pink Stratocaster and sings. So we're going to play that next. And I've got some Still Life Still coming up. Belgrave Scandal, who I mentioned from the Tunbridge concert in the UK. Still Life Still was part of the Arts and Craft feature going on during North by Northeast. It was one of those hard-to-get ticket items, and big buzz band, Still Life Still. We've also got some new stuff coming up from 2 Hours Traffic. In fact, it's so new it's not out yet. And you'll really hear the Joel Plaskett in the production of this. He produced them, and we're going to hear a song called Territory, The Most Serene Republic, some Secret Suburbia. I got all sorts of stuff coming up. But anyway, let's go to Pavement Princess, and then I'll be back.
Kiss me, hold me,
Okay, that was Belgrave Scandal. And you can hear their influences. This is another band, not unlike Stormalongs, who we featured earlier, who really seem to spend some time on their parents' vinyl collection. In fact, they sound like my long-lost, maybe stolen vinyl collection. You look at their influences, and you wondered, you know, how they even knew about some of these great sort of 60s, 70s bands. And when they started playing, I loved them right from the first. It's just a trio, but they really rock. Belgrave Scandal, hope you liked it. Still Life Still before that. And now I promised you some new 2 hours traffic, so why don't we get to that? This is a song called Territory.
Thank you. find me someday, some way. Anyway, I can't complain. Everything seemed to be going my way. This will take a full seat. It won't take long. On the phone again. The very next day I was in the den. You insist to put blame in the tender deal with thinking another way. Didn't take time at all. I said to myself, I can't play this stupid game. Hung up the phone, hung up the phone, hung up the phone. Is the name of everything I could see that serious in. Is the name of everything I could see that serious in. Home alone again, I'm amazed because of them. What you did then, what you did now, it's a really long time, but I really haven't changed your mind. Then I wanna hold you close and take you back to the moment when you open your mouth. Now what's the matter? I thought you went to college. I thought you went to college. In the name of everything, I could see that serious skin. In the name of everything, I could see that serious skin.
Live.
their new record, The Biggest Hand. 12 songs. Biggest Hand is a great song. We heard 4 a.m., great subject matter. Anyway, before that, let's see, Secret Suburbia and The Most Serene Republic. We're going to finish with some girl power. On deck is Hilary Grist. Hilary was part of Language Arts, who we featured in our North by Northeast feature. But right now, from our Live at IndyCan, episode 59, Fidget. So we'll hear from the lead, Nicole, as well as Elisa and Teresa, who we heard earlier.
We'll be right back. Fidget, welcome to IndyCan.
Hi, Joe. Hi.
Don't fidget, Joe. Missy.
Hi.
Okay.
No, that's your line. I'm sorry.
Is my finger up my nose again? Is it?
Yeah, somewhere else we can't see it.
Okay. Thank God this is radio.
My ear. She's talking about my ear.
Yes. The instruments
She's
are down.
She's always putting it in her ear.
Yeah.
Fidget music. It's kind of fun, isn't it?
It is.
Like, it is an angry punk.
Sometimes.
But it's fun to be angry. That's the thing, right?
But there's a real sense of humor in your music, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, nothing's taken too seriously.
No.
With this troupe, is it?
No.
Teresa, who are your guitar heroes?
Jimi Hendrix.
Woo!
Jennifer Batten. Who else? Jeff Beck.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndyCan.com.